Hello, everybody from Philosophy 122. We're here to talk about if facial recognition technology is the new Big Brother. To give a little bit of history on what facial recognition technology is, it is an extension of facial profiling or mapping that has been used in criminal justice systems around the world since the 19th century and continues to be used today.
Facial detection and recognition can be very different from each other. Facial detection can be a technology that will detect and of the body, and facial recognition data to really find out who you are.
Yeah, it all sounds like a little bit scary, huh?
Yeah, it's very scary. Like, if you think about not having any privacy, stuff like that, you don't know who's looking at your data.
Yeah, and I think, like, releasing it to the public for public use is even more scary, because then it's like all these random people have access to your information, your personal information. But, you know, there are some pros to this technology being used by the public. One of those pros would be that it can help simplify documents by allowing people to be recognized in businesses such as airports, banks, car dealerships, all through facial recognition. And another pro would be that locating, we can locate missing children. And then there's also the safety aspect, which is that the hope is for facial recognition technology to deter people from engaging in criminal behavior. So, I mean, I think those are good pros, but is it enough for us to let the public have use for this technology?
I mean, it's hard to say, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, it's a pro for sure, right? But is it, like, worth everybody sacrificing their privacy for? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I agree. Many people will agree it can help, but it also has its negatives to it.
No,
fully. I mean, and it's not like the first time, you know, people have given up privacy in the name of, like, national safety or public safety, right? So it's like, if you give them an inch, will they take a yard again?
Exactly.
Because, like, like, if you think about, like, post the attacks of September 11th, there's, like, a more normalized global surveillance thing. Like, it's been happening much more, or, like, surveillance has been more normalized to the point where, you know, people's privacy has been breached and they don't even know it.
And so that's, like, the scariest thing for me when I think about it, is, like, knowing, for example, like, they say a pro is that you can walk into a car dealership and they'll know your whole, if you even, like, qualify for a car or anything before you even give your name or one piece of information. So then that brings me to the question of consent. Like, I don't ever want to walk into somewhere and someone can just look into my information. For me, that doesn't feel legal. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be legal.
It's privacy.
Yeah.
I feel it just like can't be legal.
To that could be, we also don't know who the people who are behind this technology who are figuring out our lives.
And that's a big part for me too, is like, so I read one of the articles that we did for our research on this topic, and it was saying how pretty much, like, they could upload this information to a database. And then my question is, who has access to that? A public database? That means anybody can log into that, right? So, I mean, that's scary. That's a scary thought in itself.
Also, what are they going to use it for?
That too.
Like, there's predatory marketing. If you have a history, you might get discriminated against. If you have, you know, if you're from this certain area, you might get treated a certain way. What are you going to use? What benefits are you providing to people by just knowing all of this?
Yeah. And then when they say public use, it's like, that just means like businesses and stuff. Yeah.
Businesses are like privately used stuff. But if it's open to the public, I guess the businesses are going to use it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I can see like the benefits of the safety factor. You know, if people know that they can be recognized at any given second, would that deter people from engaging in criminal activity as often? What do you guys think?
I think it's not good for people's mental health.
No, I agree with that.
But even the big companies are using it right now. For example, like another research I did on article was saying that Macy's and other big corporations are right now using facial recognition technology on the down low. So people don't really know that their information is already out there, which I feel is terrible because we don't know where our information is going.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think about, okay, I know this may be kind of off base, right? But you know when you're talking about something like by your phone, right? Like you say, oh, you know what? I need to get some plates or whatever for Christmas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you go on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and now there's all these ads for plates and like dishware and stuff. And that is so creepy to me. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think about when I think about facial recognition technology. I know it's different, but it's kind of in the same, like, pot, right?
Yeah.
Of invading people's privacy. Like, my phone was able to, like, change ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. Scary.
Like it's like the whole Alexa thing too. Like it would listen for stuff that it shouldn't be listening for.
Oh yeah, I seen that on the news. And speaking of Alexa, Amazon is actually trying to sell Recognition, which is a facial recognition technology. And one of the articles that I read actually specifically said that they failed 40% of their matches when they were testing involving people of color, which in a way can perpetuate racism, right? Yeah, because absolutely. That means if 40% of their matches were not the right match, they were incorrect, that means, like, for example, a police officer could run facial recognition technology on somebody of color and then they're mismatched and potentially arrest this person if that person they were mismatched with has a record or anything, you know? That can lead to so many different things that just makes the world just an even scarier place to live.
Yeah, and if you know, like, police in general, like, the Baltimore police station would plant drugs into people's cars and stuff just to get them arrested. So now that they actually have, you know, a feature that's misidentifying people, I mean, just even more damage is going to be done.
Going off of that topic, another research I did, or also that was an assignment for a class, was police stations, the criminal justice system was basically using facial recognition to kind of see if the person would be most likely to future or not. And it was being racial discrimination because people of color were being seen as, if they were to have a crime on their record, they would be more likely to commit the crime in the future compared to someone else who is a different color and has the same criminal record. It's just because of the color that they became seen as, they wouldn't really commit that crime in the future again.
Yeah, and same thing with sentencing in general. Like, if two people commit the same crime, it depends on their skin color who gets the longer sentence.
And then I remember another article that we did read about being detained before trial, and how it's more likely that people of color would be detained before a trial, which does, we can't say it has an exact effect on outcome, but there is a correlation between, you know, negative outcomes and being detained prior to trial. Because it's just the way it looks, right? Mm-hmm. It's optics. Like, why would you hold this person if it wasn't a real, if it wasn't going to have a real effect on, like, society?
Yeah, why are you holding this person for a marijuana charge?
Oh my gosh, that. Exactly. Yeah. And it just looks bad. And I feel like when these same people come from jail and they're in front of a jury, it does have an effect on how that jury's going to decide. Because this person came from jail. They're being held. They're not able to be home. And it's just a different look, a different perspective.
Yeah, and if they're in chains and, like, if they're forced to wear whatever prison attire they have, it's really not going to be easy to plead your case.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, all of this is, like, to me, it sounds like we're pretty set firm on our decision that no, legislation should not be passed for public use of facial recognition technology. I feel like we were able to find so many different reasons why even the pros can be cons as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if you have, like, it's like a third party that's auditing, you know, the public use of facial recognition technology, I mean, there's still going to be bias. There's still going to be, you know, predatory outcomes because, like, the system itself is already set up in a predatory way against certain people.
Exactly. Because one of the articles did also say women can be mismatched as well.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not even just people of color. Like, women, they're women of every color, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it also goes more into a deeper conversation of, you know, how people of color and women are looked at in our society overall. Like, why are there so many mismatches with this technology that's supposed to be so advanced? And why are we letting this information, this personal information, be spread? I don't like it.
I feel like we don't really know and we, like, police stations now are doing background checks on their police officers. So if they aren't doing police check or background checks on police officers, and we can't really expect them to do background checks on this either, which is kind of scary thinking. Our information could be anyone, someone could be who could be against us, or just in general, not in the right mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would want good people, or, like, people that are, you know, that have been shown to be, you know, effective at their job running these spots. But, like, when you look at this technology, you have to ask yourself a few questions. You have to say, all right, is this really going to help with or is this really going to help with crime? Is there going to be more surveillance in high crime areas? Will it make decisions based on whatever data it has in these high crime areas to condemn people? And then what I'm trying to get at is, will it discriminate? Like, because when you look at a high crime area, you see how a police officer reacts.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody's suspicious. Anybody's wearing a hoodie is a suspicious character.
Oh my gosh. And it's like, will this technology lead the police to these areas? And then now these people are being harassed just for living their lives. Maybe mm-hmm. they haven't been doing anything.
It's just not a good idea to have people constantly under the thumb of surveillance. Like, you have to let people live their life.
Exactly. And I remember like a point that that we were talking about prior to recording is about how people can change their lives around, right?
Yep.
So even if you have a record, for example, like you made mistakes in your past and you're working hard to like change that, and then now you have this technology that'll lead police right to your area wherever you are. And it's like every time you look up, there's like Big Brother's watching.
Yeah.
You like, know, and it's like, how safe would you feel in your life? Like, how comfortable would you feel to live your life? Like, would you even want to change if you're still going to be harassed? Even if they don't approach you, just always seeing them where you are, that's a form of harassment. Stalking.
Yeah, I
feel like another con can be, if they're going to use facial recognition out in the street, what about those people who are living around those neighborhoods? Are you going to be able to see into these homes and recognize these people?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What about the homeless? Are they just going to get messed up even more?
Yeah. So it sounds like there's too many, like, what ifs and, like, too much information that hasn't been processed enough for me to agree to this. Mm-hmm. But I do get what they're trying to do. But I think before they go this step, there are other things that need to be done first.
Like regulations and laws to protect the people.
Exactly.
Like, you have to establish some type of baseline. Okay, it can't do this, it can't do this, it can't do this. And you have to have like a body that's regulating it fully to basically show that it's not doing what it's promised not to do and everything like that.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Well, I guess at this point, we'll just have to see what happens. Mm-hmm. But we all know how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is facial recognition technology, the new Big Brother.
All right.